What is your purpose in life?
I don't think I have one.
What is your purpose in life?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Have you ever thought about it before?
Nope.
You've never thought about it?
Nope. Not at all. I haven't spent any time on it.
You haven't spent any time thinking about what your purpose is in life?
Not recently. Should I be?
Well, you tell me. It's your life.
No, I haven't spent any time on that. I just go day to day. That's just it.
What is your purpose in life?
I really haven't put that much thought into it.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just trying to have a good time.
What is my purpose in life?
You gotta give me time to think about
that one.
Think
about it.
Get through it. Don't kill anybody.
Just keep doing until I get it over with.
Just be happy.
It's just to be happy.
I think that I should have fun and be happy.
To be happy and make my family happy and my boyfriend happy and just be happy.
I don't really feel that I'm here to do anything in particular. I mean, it's not like I think that I'm destined to do something or be someone or something like that. I'm just kind of going through the routines, you know, as society's laid it all out for us.
I feel like I have a purpose to help preserve, conserve the beauty of nature.
Hopefully leave some sort of legacy.
To contribute to the betterment of mankind.
Tell me what your purpose in life is.
Go to work, go home, live. I got a purpose. Everybody got a purpose on earth, but I ain't found my purpose out yet.
To live a long life and to be prosperous.
What's my purpose in life? My purpose in life is to be successful.
To be successful and to lead a happy, fulfilling life.
To provide well for my family.
I want to be a really powerful woman. My career built in financial area.
Do you think that you have a purpose?
Not necessarily. I think purpose is just to do what you want to do. Go out and live life and have fun.
Yeah, I think everybody has a purpose in life.
And what would that purpose be for you?
I'm not sure yet.
What is your purpose in life?
My purpose in life is basically to live the best life I can and to help others and be there for my friends and my family.
How do you know that that's your purpose? Where does that come from?
It comes from within my heart and my head.
How do you know having fun is your purpose?
I don't know. I mean, that's just personal philosophy. Get it from what I think, that's it.
How do I know this is my purpose? What kind of question is that?
Boy, I think you gotta start drinking before you talk about that, really.
What is your purpose in life?
My purpose in life? I am deeply rooted in the Christian faith, and my purpose would be to glorify God in all that I do.
Do you have a purpose in life?
No.
Have you ever thought about it before?
Guess I've thought about it a little, but it scares me, so I don't.
What do you mean it scares you?
I don't know. I just like to more concern myself with living day to day, having fun.
And that's it?
That's pretty much it.
More or less, we're just going through the motions here, and, you know, you do what you feel like doing. I don't think there's anything really pushing or pulling us in any direction. And, you know, it ends whenever your life ends.
Good intro. When we talk about purpose and we talk about direction, and my question to you today is, what's your purpose in life? One of the things I love doing with our high schooler students when we go down to Myrtle Beach and do our beach evangelism is ask some of these questions. We try not to be obnoxious and put a mic in front, you know, like right in front of you, like try not to be too obnoxious. But we ask questions like, what's your purpose in life? Have you ever come up with a philosophy of life? And believe me, when you're on the beaches of Myrtle Beach and there's a lot of teenagers down there and some of the questions and interaction with them, it comes out at times more PG-13 than anything, and I probably can't write down all the different answers that they give me, but we need to engage a culture and ask them some of the questions of life, because what's important is that we all understand that there is a value of having purpose, having direction, because otherwise we're just going through life in kind of a just haphazard kind of way. We're doing it in a way where it's just like, okay, live each day as it comes. And it's almost like the Epicureans, eat, drink, and be merry, you know, for tomorrow we die. I mean, that's a lot of what in our culture is embedded when it comes to living life. And My question is, isn't God, you know, concerned with that? And would a God that created us just kind of say, okay, you're created, and now you're just going to kind of go and kind of develop your own philosophy of life? Or would he say, there's a life to be lived, and I'll give you some boundaries, and I'll help you understand how to connect with me? Wouldn't it make sense that if he's our creator, that he would reveal a purpose for us to live by and encourage us with that kind of purpose? And so today I want you to think about it, and I want to encourage you at the end to become more intentional when it comes to your purpose in life. And so we're going to start by talking about the value of purpose, but also understanding that we're all, in a sense, driven by purpose in our lives, whether by default or whether specifically. In Philippians 3, 12 through 14, it says, not only have I already obtained all of this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ. Great purpose that Paul had in living life. When I think about different ways that we're driven, different ways that we have purpose, we can be driven by a lot of different things in our lives. Perhaps you're driven by more of guilt or fear, and as a result, it's kind of this idea of, I don't want to move forward in life because there's too many hurts or there's too many fears. The hurts keep us in our past. The fears keep us from moving forward, and we all deal with those things. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God's concerned with your future, not your past. And without a God-given purpose for the future, many people are just driven by guilt and trying to overcome the guilt or the fear from their past. For some, holding on to hurts defines their purpose. Many people are driven by resentment or anger. And if you've ever been a part of a 12-step program, you know that part of dealing with those 12 steps is the idea of moving past those resentments, acknowledging them, but also moving past them and dealing with them. Forgiveness is what God offers us. To move beyond the resentments in life. Forgiveness, grace are so vital for helping us to get unstuck in life and move through life with purpose. And yet a lot of times we're just stuck by holding on to those resentments and saying, I will never forgive that jerk. Okay? And that can just, in a sense, immobilize you. And you don't move forward. There's no direction in your life because you're holding on to those resentments. Sometimes there's a lot of individuals where we pursue life to try to bring meaning, purpose through a career, financial security, success. We're consumers and we live for that and we want security. But in the scripture, God says, you know what? There's only one really important security and it comes from me. Life is short. And if we're looking to those things to provide purpose and meaning, one day we'll die. One day we won't be able to take those things with us. There's no security in that. What lasts is those things that are eternal. And we're all going to face that one day. And we need to understand what we're going to invest in, and whether it's eternal or whether it's something temporal in life. Paul understands the value. And he understands the value of knowing that there's a life to be lived with purpose and direction. I love this passage because it really is very focused. It helps us understand that purpose is important in our lives. And right before this passage, do you guys know how to figure out where Philippians is in the Bible? Go eat pie crust. So if you ever need to know Galatians, okay, go eat Ephesians, okay, pie, Philippians, and Colossians would be crust, okay? Go eat pie crust. Now you can keep track of those epistles really easily. That will help you. Go eat pie crust. You'll never forget that. If you remember that from the message, what did you learn today? You know, if somebody asks you, you know, I learned go eat pie crust. And they'll be like, okay, great. Glad you went to Medina Community Church. But anyway, in Philippians, in that passage in Philippians chapter 3, Paul is very focused. And he says, I want to know Christ and the power of the resurrection. He says that in verse 10. I want to know Christ and the power of the resurrection. Very focused on purpose. And he says, not that I've already obtained it or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I don't consider myself yet have taken hold of it yet. I haven't arrived, in other words. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You see, there's benefits of living life with purpose, with direction. There's benefits of knowing where we need to be moving towards and what our life should be about. God-given purposes are important. Why? Because knowing your purpose gives meaning to your life. Knowing what your purpose is, it will give meaning to your life. There's a new direction that you can go. And there's a purpose that we all have. And when we understand what God has given to us and the purposes that God has given to us, there's a whole nother sense of meaning to life. Paul says, I press on to take hold of that which for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. And without God, life has no purpose. And without purpose, life has no meaning. We need purpose. The greatest tragedy is not death. The greatest tragedy is to live without purpose in life and just kind of being aimless in the way that we live life. There's a life sentence that we were made to have meaning. I know the plans that I have for you, he declares in Jeremiah 29:11. Plans for welfare, Jeremiah says. Paul encourages us to move through life being transformed by the grace of God, that which has been taken hold of him. And he says in an emphatic way, I want to know Christ and the power of the resurrection. That's his purpose. That's his focus. And there is meaning, there's significance in the way that he lived life. There's when we have purpose in our lives, it gives us meaning. Knowing your purpose also simplifies your life. Do you ever realize that? It simplifies life. Paul writes, one thing I do. One thing you lack, Jesus says to the rich young ruler. Only one thing is needed, Jesus said over and over to that hypercritical Martha. One thing is needed. One thing I know, cries the man who has received his sight by the power of Christ. One thing. He says, you know, I was blind, but now I see. One thing matters, and God's purposes for our lives matter. The moment an athlete is moving down that path on that track, there's a focus there. He will succeed if he has specialized in all the training that takes place in order to run that race well. I learned that down in Chippewa recently when I thought I'm a baller, I play basketball, I'm in shape, and so I can run a 5K. What's to, you know, be done with? Yeah, it can't be that hard, right? And I died out there at Chippewa Lake. It's a good thing our cottage is right there by the finish line, so I could crawl there later. Oh my goodness. And wouldn't you know, it was a baller who was with me at the finish line, another guy with high top shoes. At least I wore some running shoes. I knew at least doing that. But anyway, it was another baller that finished with me. You see, when you have focus and you are making sure that there's this sense of life and focus in such a way where you take all the other stuff out of the way and you're focused in that way and you're training in that way, it does simplify life. Life becomes cluttered when we make all these choices and we're not focused on what God has called us to be about. We need to be focused. Like Paul said, you know, you're running this race and you run with this sense of direction and purpose in life. He wants us to understand that it focuses us. Knowing your purpose focuses your life. Your life is focused on, in a sense, the finish line, saying, Lord, I want a life to be lived well. And I want to make sure that I finish well. I want to walk with integrity. I want to live in a way that honors you. Knowing your purposes focuses your life. I don't consider myself yet as taken hold of it, Paul says. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward with what is ahead, I'm moving forward. I'm moving in that direction. I want to honor God. I want to glorify God in my life. I don't want to let the past define me. I want to let the present define me. I want to let that relationship with God and what He's doing in my life today define me. I want a legacy that's going to last. I don't want just kind of looking at life and saying, yeah, that was good. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we died. I want more to life. I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave my kids a legacy and my grandkids a legacy. I want them to know what it means to walk with God and what it means to love God and know how rich He is and how much He cares for us. Knowing your purpose to focus your life, it's like this radar and it focuses your life. It's like when a base stealer is making sure a good base stealer is keeping his eyes not at what's going on back here with the batter and the pitch and everything else, but he focuses on second base so he can steal that. Or if you're Davis, you want to steal third, you know, whatever. But you're focused and you're running with that type of commitment. God would encourage us to have that kind of purpose and direction because it is something that honors God. And it is a purpose that focuses our lives. Knowing your purpose, if we really understand our purpose, it's going to motivate everything about your life. It's going to motivate you. Isn't that important? How you live life and what you do and the decisions that you make, it'll make all the difference in the world every single day. It's interesting. I have a focus in my life, a purpose in my life to glorify the Lord and to walk with Him in life. And it's kind of relationship with Jesus. It's not religion. It's a relationship with Jesus. And so I get up in the morning and devotions and spend time with Him, praying and seeking God, allowing His word to change me from the inside out. I want Him to do that. And one of the things I try to do is keep my weight in a good way. I'm having to do Weight Watchers again, and I hate doing that, but I need to do it. And I was working out this last week and at the rec, and it was interesting as I'm working out. Here comes a guy next to me on crutches, right? So I'm on the bike and he's on crutches. And so I just make, you know, because I have a purpose in life, engage, right? And talk to people. I think that's important, not because I'm a pastor, but because I have a relationship with Jesus and God wants me to touch lives and the people around me. And so I go, well, that can't be good. I say that to him. That can't be good. And get this, he says to me, I don't even know you. I really don't want to talk to you. And that's something private, and I'm not going to share with you. Whoa. I'm not used to that kind of response, especially at the rec center. I mean, come on, lighten up, you know, things like that. And it was interesting because I don't usually experience that. Usually it's a conversation with somebody, and I find out a lot of things about their lives, and we talk and things like that, you know, like working out. It actually helps you to work out, you know. It helps you to talk to somebody. It goes quicker if you're talking to people, but not everybody is wired that way, right? And what was interesting in that is God got a hold of my heart with that person, right? Because I said, you know what I can do is pray for him. I don't know what he's going through. And so there I'm on the bike, and I'm praying for him. And I go, God, would you soften his heart? I don't know what's going on. It's really none of my business. Why am I even asking, you know, and things. And I just kept praying and just, you know, as I'm working out, riding the bike, just talking to God. And what was interesting is at the end of that whole conversation and time with God and working out is God got a hold of my heart. And he says, you don't share everything, you know, and he came back to my heart. And you don't know everything about everybody's life. And why is it, you know, any of your business anyway? And God said to me, you know, you just need to pray. Because there's broken people all over the place. People that have it all together, that want, you know, and there's broken people, and we don't know all what they're going through in life. But should we engage them and help? Yes, that's part of our purpose in life. That's what we should be about. But it's not always on our terms. When you have a relationship with Jesus, he helps direct your path and encourages you down a path so that there's a motivation, but it's a motivation that will take some side tangents at times because you're so focused on saying, God, here's my day. Here's my day. And I want to live life for your glory and your honor. And I don't know what it's going to look like. And I'll guarantee you that was not what I woke up thinking I was going to engage with, that kind of conversation. But throughout the day, God taught me a whole lot about people during that time. And finally, knowing your purpose will change your legacy. Do you know that? It's going to change your legacy. This life is not just to be lived for yourself, but it's to be lived in relationship with the people around you. And when you honor God and you're connected to Him and He's your creator and you develop a relationship with God, guess what? Your kids will remember that. One of the hardest things for us is to continue to remind our kids to get those grandkids to church. It's important. It's a legacy. They grew up in the church and they love this church. This church was family to them. And they even when they had a choice to make, like for a while they didn't have a choice, but when they finally had a choice, guess what? They chose to come to church because they liked this church and this was family to them. And there's value in that. And I want our grandkids to have the same experience where they get to church and they get involved in a family and they get to know God through that church. That's the legacy. And you all have an opportunity, a chance to develop a legacy for you. And I pray that it would be a good legacy that would honor God in that way. So when you think about all these things and the reasons for having a purpose, then there's a question that we need to ask ourselves. So what is our purpose? What is our purpose and why did God place us here anyway? And I believe that there are some purposes that we need to understand that God gives us in His Scripture and encourages us with, that when we understand these purposes, it gives us that focus. It gives us that direction. It gives us a legacy in which to live. And there's five main purposes that I believe are so important. I'm going to give you the cliff notes. But we were planned for God's pleasure, to know Him and to love Him. God says for each and every one of us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And then to love others. Matthew 23. To love God, to develop a relationship with God. It's so important for us to have that kind of relationship, to know God and to love Him. And primarily we get to know God through His Word, His Scriptures. And then we get to love God back and communicate with God through prayer. But it's constant throughout our lives to developing a sense of purpose and direction. But God loves on us and He wants us to know Him and we need to know Him as well. We were also formed for God's family and to find a home and a church family. God doesn't want us to live life as Christians, as Christ followers, where you don't have a family. This is important, spending time in a church and developing relationships. God formed you for such a time as this so that you're not alone when it comes to your journey. It's not alone where you're developing your relationship with Christ and saying, okay, I'm in a quiet time so I can just sit here at home and I don't have to get out and be involved with anybody else. No, we should be involved with people's lives and encouraging each other and praying for each other, helping each other, leaning on each other when we're going through the hard times. There's nothing like a church family. And God designed you to have a family, a place where you can go and just relax and let your hair down. Or in my case, you know, just relax and be involved with people's lives. Be encouraged that we're not alone. To love and be loved, to know and be known, to serve and be served. There's nothing like a family that provides that. And we're created to become like Christ, to become more and more like Jesus Christ. That's another purpose that God has given to us. And that's not an easy process. And the last time I saw, we're all in process. God's not finished with any of us. And so if you're coming to this church and thinking, okay, they've all arrived and they all got together and they know so much more than... No, the truth is we're all trying to become better Christ followers and becoming more like Jesus Christ. There's the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. God would encourage us to develop the fruits of the Spirit because the more we get close to Jesus and understand how Jesus lived, the more those qualities will come into our life. God designed us with a purpose. He designed us to know and love Him, to find a home and a family. He designed us to become more like Jesus Christ. And we were also shaped for serving God. God gave us all these different talents, abilities, gifts. And you're amazing when you look at all the variety here within this place. You know, it's good that we're not like the worship team. Like, we're not, you know, that would be bad if I was leading worship. That would be very bad with my voice. But isn't it nice that God has designed our church family to have talented, gifted musicians and singers that can lead us and help us to connect with God? That's a good thing. Some of you are teachers. Some of you are individuals who like behind the scenes, and you'll do the things that nobody else sees around here. And you're the one to get the estimate for, you know, what needs to be done out there with the building or whatever it is. But we're all wired differently. And God says, when you understand that we all have gifts, we all have abilities, and that we use our gifts to build up the body of Christ, then you're saying, I'm living with purpose and direction in life. There's nothing like knowing your gifts, knowing your shape, knowing your talents, your skills, your passion, and then serving in the church family with that. And then finally, you were made for a mission to introduce other people to God, to say, you know what? Come to church with me and you'll understand more of why God designed you to have a relationship with Him. Come to church with me and I'll help you understand the purposes that God has for our lives. God wants us to reach out and encourage each other. God wants us, even at times, to be, you know, the door to be slammed in our face, like I experienced this week. God wants us to reach out and love well, because He says for us to love the Lord God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. And then to love others, right? To reach out to others, to do unto others as they would do unto us. We need to be willing to reach out and love in that kind of way. For God designed us with that kind of purpose. And so today I want to remind us that living for Jesus and the purpose of our lives and our existence is honestly something that we are all to be about. Paul had that zeal to know Christ and the power of the resurrection. That was his value. That was his encouragement. And he understood that every one of us are meant to be Christ's ambassadors in the world around us. And so my encouragement to you today is to become more intentional when it becomes understanding your purpose in life and who God wired you to be and what your purpose here is and why you're in this church family, that you'd be intentional when it comes to saying, God, would you change me? Would you help me become more like Jesus Christ? Help me to be intentional and be very, you know, having a plan and having this figured out so that I spend time with God and I have an appointment with Him and I get to know God and His Word. Maybe I use YouVersion as my app and I get into a devotional, whatever it is. Be intentional about growing in Christ. Maybe it's about meeting with somebody else and accountability and encouragement. Maybe it's about just sitting down with a cup of coffee and talking with somebody. But we all are in process of becoming more like Christ. And God would encourage us to be intentional when it becomes developing that kind of relationship with Christ. But secondly, He wants us to be His ambassadors. And He says, you know, it's not all about you. There are people around you that are broken. There's people around you that are hurting. There's people around you that need you to come alongside of them and pray for them and encourage them. And so would you be intentional about saying, God, here's my day. I don't know what you want me to do with that. And I don't know what kind of appointments you want for me. But you do. And I believe that God, when we pray that prayer and we ask God to help us to be that ambassador, that representative of Jesus Christ, I know that God designs for each and every one of us these appointments where you'll touch lives and there'll be people in your life that you'll be the one coming alongside of to be an encouragement, to talk to them, to pray for them, to help them. You'll be that missionary for them when you become intentional in saying, God, help me to be that ambassador because I want to know Christ and the power of the resurrection. but not only to know him and to keep it right here, you know, so nobody else sees, but I want others to know that the best kind of life to live is a life with purpose and direction, a life where we get to know God and love God and where we live within those purposes. That's the best kind of life. Not to have life where we're just randomly doing our own thing, eat, sleep, and drink for tomorrow you die. How sad is that? But to say I live with a purpose to glorify God, to know him, and to share that good news with the people around me. There's nothing like that kind of purpose in life. As I thought about this, I want to close today with somebody who had a different philosophy. And here's what he said, Kurt Vonnegut. In the beginning, God created the earth. And he looked upon it in his cosmic loneliness. And God said, let us make living creatures out of the mud so the mud can see what we have done. And God created every living creature that now moveth and one with man, mud as man alone could speak. God leaned close to mud as man sat up, looked around and spoke. And man blinked. What is the purpose of all this? He asked politely. Everything must have a purpose, asked God. Certainly, said man. Then I leave it to you to think of one for all of this, said God. You want to talk about a philosophy of life that is humanism at its core? Right there. As if God created us and had such disrespect for who we are, created in the image of God. And then he just kind of says, okay, boom, you're on your own. What kind of God is that? And yet within our culture, that's a whole lot of the beliefs that are out there. And the truth is, God loves us and created us. And he knows us best. And he gave you a purpose to live life. And that purpose honors God, connects you with him, glorifies his name. There's nothing like living with purpose and direction in life. It adds a whole nother level of doing life. Don't do life where you're just kind of out there doing your own thing. Do life in connection with your Creator. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for today and just the reminders of who you are. You're an awesome God that created us, and you create us with a purpose and a direction. We're formed for a family. We're meant to be part of this. We're meant to know you and to be in relationship with you, the living God. You designed us with gifts to give, to minister to the people around us. You gave us the Great Commission. You gave us a message about loving well and loving the people around us. Lord, help us to live life with purpose and direction, not to just be so aimless in how we do life. And I pray, Lord, you'd help us this week even to be more intentional about becoming more like Jesus Christ, developing a plan to become better followers of you. Just going to church, that's a good step. Moving down that path of opening the scriptures, praying, those things, Lord. Having a cup of coffee with a person around us that knows us best and just saying, let's talk about God and let's search the scriptures for ourselves. I pray, Lord, that you develop a heart to know Christ and the power of the resurrection, but also, Lord, to be that ambassador, that representative that would just say, help me to be Jesus to the people around me. Help me to be Jesus to that person that is struggling. Help me to be Jesus to that person that just doesn't want to talk. Help me to be Jesus to that person that looks like life is going well. But if you talk to them, there's some real struggles. Help us to help them and encourage them and to know that they're not alone in the journey, that there's a God that loves them best. First, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.